Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
9, 4, 8, 1, B-Day.
I wanna let it up tonight. You're the party, you're the day. You're the
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapie Shampoo and Carapie Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapie Shampoo and Carapie Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapie, and we thank you. Please register at Carapie.com and join our Carapie community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
When I think about my routine each morning, I'm usually giving myself a wake-up pep talk. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm with Nicole Marie, my incredible, I call world-famous co-host. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning, Carrie.
Now, I don't know about you, but when I wake up each day here in Brooklyn, New York, and I know you're down in Water Valley, Mississippi, this is something I do every day, which is called like a, it's kind of like an inspirational type words, or I think you called it a morning, like an affirmation.
Affirmation.
Yeah. Do you do something like that too? Do you give yourself like a pep talk when you get up in the morning?
I definitely do, Carrie. When I get up, I say a prayer, and I call it an affirmation self-talk, and I'm talking to myself to get myself going for the day, to pump myself up. Whatever it is I'm going to face today, I'm going to conquer it, and I'm talking to myself. I'm you know, kind of boasting myself up for the day, and yes, I do that every morning.
I love that. I really do. And you're the first, this is the first time I've had a guest on my my early morning kind of like private chats with that we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes.
But yeah, this is really great. I think it's important. I think we always have to remind ourselves and others, you know, take some time, and usually before I get out of bed, I'm literally just lying still, and like you, I'm thinking, okay, what do I have to do this morning? What do I have to accomplish? And most times I feel very different, you know, whatever I've gone to bed with the night before in my mind is not weighing on me anymore in the morning. I forgot
right.
Whatever that feeling was. Isn't that something?
Right.
So you have a feeling of positivity that kind of takes
right.
over your spirit and soul.
It's very important to have that quiet time.
Yeah.
To be able to focus and just think about, okay, what do I have going on for today? What do I need to focus on?
Exactly.
And then also it's so critical to encourage yourself. Sometimes I think we look to other people to pump us up and, yeah, rah, 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 but we have to do that for ourselves.
Well, I love it.
So very, very important.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I have to just say this is just the beginning of this, and that's what we're here for at the Hair Radio Morning Show, to remind you of just how beautiful you are. I say we put the you, in beautiful, and we're real excited about that. So listen, stay with us. We've got a lot more on the way, and up next is the incredible Maggie Anderson. Stay with us.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. What Angie's Cure is all about. Why don't we start? We'll lead in with you, Lynette. Go ahead, tell us. Lynette Fischel, one of the stars of this movie. So please tell us a little bit about what it's all about.
Sure. Thank you for asking. So Angie's Cure is, it's a drama, but there's also elements of thriller. It's a coming-of-age story. And what it deals with is a young girl who has a traumatic experience happen at a party while she's just graduating, about to graduate high school, and how that trauma affects her. And we jump to about 10 years later, and we see who this woman has become, the fear that she's basically developed from the traumatic events that happened at a party, and how she chooses to live her life. And we meet this woman, Angie, where she is about 10 years later, where she's grown and still not knowing how to process things that have happened to her. And then when there is a break-in that happens at the one safe space she feels she has left in her beauty shop that she works in, Angie takes matters into her own hand, and we begin to see her unravel, her put herself back together. And in the midst of it, we see how the community bands together to support and play a lot of different roles in Angie ultimately becoming who she is, facing her fears and the extremes that she goes through, you know, and being able to find herself. So the movie is a lot of things, but what it is it's a movie with a lot of heart. It's a movie that has a lot of layers and a lot of messages about trauma, about overcoming, about familial relationships and what happens when they're not strong, about the community backing you. So it's a loaded piece. It's an action piece, believe it or not. So we take you on a journey with us. But ultimately, Angie's Cure is a woman's journey to try to figure out a way to cure herself, which we all know is impossible. And you need the help of your community, help people that you love, and being able to talk, you know, to move on to the next phase of your life, you know, trauma-free. So that's my take on
Thank you.
I'm going to have a different perspective than some of the other cast members because we all have different journeys.
Yes. Yes. Well, I'm so excited about this. First of all, and thank you, Lynette, for that. And we'll definitely get a little bit more from you. I took a quick second to check out your career as well, so thank you for all what you're doing. And, please feel free. Yeah, now, speaking of which, you have an amazing cast. Essence Atkins, I understand. Sean Nelson, Denise Boutte, I believe it's pronounced. So what is, let me see, pass us on and on. Tell us who's there. All the fans of the show. I wish we could see. This is where TV and our video would have been helpful this morning. But that's okay. We're going to make it work. So tell us who else do we have?
I'm sitting here right now with Sean Nelson, who plays J.D., and I'm also sitting here with Christian Torres Villalobos. I have to say it like he does.
Yeah.
Say it better.
Yeah. I believe it or not, I practiced his name, too.
So real good stuff.
Yes, I did. I most certainly did. Okay. So awesome stuff. Okay, so let's go ahead and lead on in then. I'm happy to talk So, Sean, so tell us a little bit from your perspective. What does this, you know, this movie, this message that that Lynette just pretty much told us about, what does this mean to you, and what do you think it means to the folks who are coming in to see it?
Well, you know, the film definitely deals with a lot of trauma and, you know, the effects of mental health. And, you know, we all have, all the characters have their own issues. And my character, J.D., you know, he starts off as kind of the main antagonist. And, you know, he has a journey throughout the film that kind of you might feel different in the end about him. And you might have a better understanding of where he's coming from and what's happened to him. You know, Angie is the victim in a sense, but so is JD, you know? So, you know, it's kind of just that journey. They both, go through something together that, you know, kind of molds them into a different person by the end of the film. And, you know, I when I came on to the project, I was kind of like leery about really being able to pull it off. But, you know, in the end, when I saw it, I was like, damn, we actually did it. I think we walked that line and made it happen. So, you know, have you seen the film yet? No, right?
No, I have not. I am excited to do just that, though. I've been looking at the trailers I've seen online, and I did all my little research that I could see. But what caught my attention, kind of like what you guys were describing, it sounds like it is a thriller. It sounds like it also goes into different things. There's different little surprise elements and things that I think that we might not expect to see if we come into, you know, to the movie and check it out. So I thought that was really interesting. I really did. You know, for me, it kind of like thrillerish in terms of a thriller.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Michael Jackson book, but a type of a movie. And I find that to be intriguing. I really do. So I'm going to talk a little bit. Yeah. So this is great. Okay, so that's Sean Nelson. Now, Sean, you play J.D.
Yes,
and,
I believe. The guy who
the
stocking on his face. And it gets couldn't even get a good stocking. Hey. You know, but you know, he has a rough go in this movie, so I'm not going to give any of that away.
But yeah, don't say any more. Don't say any more. Okay. Well, awesome. Well, I'm so excited. And I think Lynette mentioned she plays Angie. I think she did say that.
Yeah,
okay. So who else do you have there?
It's Cristian Torrevialo. I play Officer Alvarez.
Yes. Christian. Now, I practice your name. But there's no way I can say it that good. So
let's hear it.
Okay, I really did. Okay, now what I came up with was Villalobos, but I don't think I said it right.
Yeah, you said it good.
I think I missed a syllable in there somewhere. But listen, really nice to have you again. You play Officer Alvarez. So give us your take on what this is all about and what this means to you as well.
Well, it's in my perspective, I would have to say that the movie is about a circumstance. We as people, we as a community are put in circumstances. And if you watch the trailer, there's something that Sean's characters say, choices, 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 right?
Mm.
We're all given a choice, you know, when presented with these circumstances. Those choices mold our lives, you know, and each of the characters in the film have choices to make that affect their future. And you follow the characters on their journey, an individual journey that takes them to the final part where they all come together, you know, but in life, we're all given choices due to the circumstances that the world puts us in, you know. As an officer or playing an officer, my character was given a choice. His choice shaped his future. And when we see that 10 years later, you know, you're given the idea of what he's been through and what happens to each of the characters. So with the movie, my take on it is awareness and also understand it. Understanding coming from the humane side of it, you know, each understanding that each of us have a journey, understanding that we all come from different places, understanding that communication isn't easy for some of us, you know, and the lack of awareness and the lack of communication puts these characters and these people into certain circumstances that they can't control, you know, and each character with the film is presented with obstacles to overcome. And you follow these characters as they create themselves and come of age.
Well, like, it to me sounds just like real life, really, what you're describing here. Wow. Okay. Well, listen, we're talking with the cast of Angie's Cure, and I'm Carrie Hines. I'm so excited. This is really, really just awesome. Now, you guys, if I missed anybody, please pass the mic on over. We want to get everybody in this morning on the show, so please feel free to do that and jump right on in.
Yeah. We definitely have some more people that we are going to jump in there in about a couple seconds for you. But I wanted to
what
Christian was saying about choices. Yeah. One of the major things that we want the audience to take away is the fact that you don't have to let those choices that you make at one point in your life define you for the rest of your life. And that's something where you can rebuild and you can pick up, you know, wherever you left off and you can reset. And that's definitely one of the things too for people that feel like they've made a choice that might not have been the right one. You don't have to let that first choice be your last.
I love that. You're not defined, and I always say, and that's really, thank you for that. That is incredible. Oh. That alone, you guys need to see Angie's Cure. That message alone is good enough for me. Amazing. So this is really fantastic. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit more about working together, because all of you, I looked through some of the information here and I saw everybody has come from other projects. You guys have a lot of experience. What was it like shooting this and working this?
I'm going to pass you right now. We're also joined at this time by the director, Corey Grant, who I'm sure would love to answer the question about shooting it and working with us. And also, Ray, our music supervisor, and Julio Mata Jr., our UPM, one of the producers on the project. So I'm going to pass this off to Corey.
Awesome. Lou,
how you guys doing?
All right. Well, hello, my goodness. Mr. Corey Grant. Well, first of all, Director Corey Grant of Angie's Cure. I have to say, first again, welcome to our Hair Radio Morning Show. Welcome to the Upscale Magazine Radio Network as well, who made all of this possible, and the folks at Upscale Magazine and Brana Brothers. So lots of folks there. You have an amazing cast. I've had a chance, as you guys have just heard, we've been chatting. What was it like for you? And I saw you had you've got a background already in directing out there. So what was it like to work on this project, Angie's Cure, for you?
Well, one of the things, you know, we've done multiple genres. We've done a bunch of different movies. With this, we just kind of wanted to get more into the drama. Because anytime you get an audience, you know, what you put on the screen and the time you have an audience's attention, you should be saying something. And we really wanted to touch on mental health and trauma. We wanted to entertain, but we wanted to touch on mental health and trauma. And we thought that a character-driven piece such as this would be another different direction, another stretch for us. So that's why we chose and wrote this particular project along with a guy named Brian Kelsey, who's a longtime collaborator. That was it that we thought about when we chose this one.
And let me just ask you, is it challenging sometimes to work like with so many different folks, or how do you find that being a director, especially of, you know, big film projects and things like that?
It's a challenge, but it's so funny. You know, they say if you're not nervous before any project, there's something wrong. And I think I'm nervous in the beginning, but I'm very confident. Once I get on set, it just comes. And I hate to say it, it comes, I hate to say easy, But I can say that it just comes naturally.
Naturally.
To me, you know, and and challenge, you know, you never want to make the same mistake twice, and we never make the same mistake twice. We're looking for the new challenges. So, you know, but our team is well-oiled, and we're a family, and this is how we're able to do things at the quality of what we do with all the challenges that come. So, you know, it all starts with the energy that you put forth and the culture you set forth on your set, and you can do anything.
Absolutely. And one big question for you here. You know, to me, folks who are doing things like you guys are doing, you're out there in the world in entertainment the first thing that really went through my mind was the impression of, you know, the youngsters, the young people who are seeing you as a director, who are looking at you guys, the cast members as actors, and just imagining themselves. So how does that make you feel? Corey, I'm going to stick with you on that. How does that make you feel? And what do you say when the young kids come up to you, and talk to you about your career and what you've been doing?
I mean, it's a cliche when people tell you that if I can do it, you can do it. But it's, like, really true, because nobody opened any doors for me. Everything that myself as an individual have been able to accomplish came because it was a dream and it became a goal, and I just went after it. You know, my first movie I did for like $8,000 when I was at Howard University with my Pell Grant scholarship money, and it got natural distribution. You couldn't pay for that movie now, but but if you want it, you just have to go for it, and it's a goal. And I'm the perfect example that you don't have to have a friend in high places to be able to achieve your dream. And it's only a dream until you put action toward it. Once you push action towards it, it becomes a goal. And goals are easily attainable with the work. And that's just
awesome.
A fact.
I'm loving this. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to circle back to you. Got lots of other questions as well. Let me see. Now, did I get to all of your amazing cast members? Did I miss any of the cast members?
I don't think you missed a cast member, but we also have our one of our producers, Julio Mata Jr.
Yeah, so he is a supervisor, right?
Yep, and then we have music supervisor, Sheree, who's here. And Sheree is a female version of Prince, if you ask me.
Okay, hold it. Okay, we gotta talk to her. I would love to do that. And like I said, keep passing around the mic. For you guys just joining us, you're listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. I am with the cast of Angie's Cure. Now, they are right now, as of this moment, they're down in Miami, Florida, at the amazing Bronner Brothers Show. So I want to find out, what is that like down there? What's going on? Can you tell us a little bit about this whole experience down there? Just pass the mic on, and we're going to make it happen. Corey, the director, thank you so much. Amazing, outstanding things. We're going to circle back to you in just a moment. Director Corey Grant. Okay.
Hi.
So, yes. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name again?
Sheree. It's spelled
Sheree.
Yes.
Sheree. Okay. Sheree, so hold on. Now, tell us exactly. So I think you were just, is that you're the one that's described as the female version of Fred?
You know it. No.
Well, let me tell you, we've actually had Prince's hairstylist for 29 years on
really?
Our show. So, yeah, Kim Berry. So we're shouting out Kim. She's out in California. Yeah, so she was on. She did a whole special and told us all about the real Prince. So we'll have to play that for you one day. So tell me about this comparison. Tell us about your musical. Tell us what, you know, your whole take on the project. We want to hear everything. Sheree.
Okay, so I'm a music supervisor, so a lot of the placements as far as, you know, the cues and the original songs that were written, we put that stuff in. As far as, like, the composer name is David Bateman. So if you listen to a lot of the orchestral sounds and just the way it backed up the scene, that came from him, which was dope. And then as far as myself, so it wasn't just placing music. I also write original music. I'm a songwriter.
Really?
And a singer. Yes.
Oh, we're gonna have to follow up with you. We've been looking for just that person right here. So we'll talk. We'll definitely have to do that. So what was it like, you know, pulling all of this together? Because do you just look at a script and kind of go from there and let the inspiration kind of just flow, or was there another process?
Well, actually, it starts with the script, but you know how deep the issues that are taking place in this film with Angie's Cure, it's a lot of triggers and traumas. And so I personally identify with some of the stuff that, you know, as far as like your home upbringing and just unresolved issues from childhood. So it was easier for me to kind of tap into being the voice of Angie and expressing herself as a youth and into adulthood with the trauma, you know?
Yes. Well, now give us a little, is there something that you can share with us just yet? Or, well, we probably should go and check out the movie so we can actually hear the wonderful music and all that, your contribution and all of that. Again, we're talking with the cast of Angie's Cure. And now, so Sheree, I like this. So the music supervisor, and the same kind of question that I asked to your director, Corey Grant, I'm going to ask you. So because growing up, I never met anybody who was a music director of a big-time movie. But what do you say when young kids, when they come up to you and say, well, if you know, if Sheree's doing this, maybe I can do this too. So what do you say to them?
I definitely implore people to, you know, find out as much as you can as far as, like, whatever it is that you want to get into. But as far as myself in music supervision, I've been a songwriter and singer. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, you can have all of this great work, but if you don't have a platform or if you don't put yourself in position to be able to get your stuff out there, it's necessary. So I hope that I'm an inspiration to allow, you know, other young people that are interested in music or interested in writing or interested in TV and film to see that it's there for them to get. You know, you have to just do your homework, build relationships, and then from there you will establish more, you know, I say networking is prime. But I hope I do I hope I'm inspiring people to want to create on that level, especially for women, too, because it's not a lot of women, female music supervisors in the business. So I hope that that inspires other women as well. Movement.
Well, I think you're doing that today right here through our show and certainly on the Upscale Magazine Radio. .com network. So really good stuff. Okay. Listen, I thank you very much. Okay, Sheree, the music supervisor for Angie's Cure.
Yes.
Now, I got to go back. I want to circle back. Is Corey still in earshot? Corey Grant, the director?
Corey's right here.
Awesome. Corey, first of all, let me just thank everybody. Sheree, thank Lynette, Sean, and hold it. I want to get the officer's name correct here because I don't know if I can say it again. I'll have to practice it. But the wonderful officer there as well. Let me see if I can come across. Yes, we got to say it. We got to say it correct. I'll work on that part. But anyway, I just have to really say it. This is really huge to me. So, Director Corey Grant, what's next for you?
So myself and the rest of the team, it'll be announced in the trade soon, but we recently got a three-picture deal with a studio.
Congratulations. Wow. Hold on. I'm sending you my acting resume out there. you should know. You got another cousin in New York.
Okay.
Just teasing. But that is awesome.
We're out here in New Orleans next month to begin prep on that, and we'll be shooting in New Orleans for the rest of the year. Shout out to Archie Kendrick, our other producer who's not here, and Julio. One of our producers is right here. And the whole team.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. So awesome. Wow. Okay, well, I'm very pleased. I cannot wait to hear more about your upcoming projects. We'll have to certainly have you back on the show. And next time, yeah, we're going to have to give away some more. Well, you know what we'll do? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some giveaways and things down the road from here. So I just want to say thank you. Yeah, and Christian Torres out of Villa Lobos. I can't get it. Anyway, thanks.
We have people go to angiescure.com. They can get all information as to where we're playing, what cities we're going to be coming to next, and you see the cast, the crew, and previous works that you can go on various platforms and watch. But all of our information for everybody.
angiescure.com. I love that. Okay. Now, let me just ask you guys, and feel free to just jump right on in, but what has it been like at the Brana Brothers show down there in Miami? You know, with you guys and this representing the movie and being able to kind of get things off the ground there. What has that been like? Whoever wants to jump in would be great.
All right, this is Lynette jumping in. I will say that it's been different every single day. We're meeting a lot of really, really nice, warm people that are just excited to come and see the movie. We met a couple. One of our people found a cousin.
Found a cousin. I was just kidding.
Brought the people that just over the years, you know, in any industry, it gets smaller and smaller. Yeah. So seeing familiar faces, looking forward to the hair battles and things like that tonight. I know that's going to be exciting. But overall, I would say we just felt really welcoming energy from the people who are out for the show in support of the Brana Brothers Hair Show, just showing us love, asking about the movie, going to this site, getting tickets. So, and what's really great about it is that we're all here together. I don't know if you can tell, but our team, we really love each other. We've been bringing that love to the convention.
Absolutely, and it comes through the mic here on the show. We can feel it. And so that's why we want to make sure and support Angie's Cure. So we can continue to make a whole bunch of these movies. You know, whatever you guys are doing, we just will support you here. I love this cast. I see it. I hear it from you guys. I see just all the folks who are tied and connected to this project. It's not easy to do something like this. It just isn't. So do not take it for granted. We have to support. Yes. So this is big. Okay, Angie's Cure. Now, hold it. I have got to get some shout-outs from everybody. So please, just give your name and somebody that you want to shout-out to. We would love that here. The cast of Angie's Cure. All right. So, yes, please, go right ahead. Just give your name and whoever you want to shout-out to and pass the mic on down.
All right. Well, I'll jump in with the first shout-out. This is Lynette Tichelle, and I would like to shout-out Linda Gentry. She is amazing. Came out and has supported. She's at the convention right now, and it's her birthday weekend, and she's dedicated the time.
Happy birthday, Linda. Okay.
Happy birthday, Monica. Love you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Lynette Tichelle.
Oh, yeah. I just want to shout-out supporters. I got twin girls. I know they're missing their daddy. I'll be going to see them soon.
Now that's Corey.
No, that's Sean.
Sean
knows.
Oh, that was Sean's voice. Okay, big difference. Okay, Sean. All right, so Sean, I got you there. All right, sorry about that. Okay, so all right, so sounds good. Okay, well then, please, definitely shout out to the girls. Okay, thank you. All right, I'll let you guys pass the mic.
This is Cristian Torres Villalobos, and I'd like to family, 100%. Every member of my family have been super supportive throughout the journey. I wouldn't be here without so my family, everyone.
Thank
love
you.
Y'all.
Thank you. Very nice.
Hello.
All right.
This is Sheree again.
Right. Yes, hi, Sheree.
Hi, I want to shout out our composer again, David S. Bateman, and the producer for a lot of the original music that was on there is Willie Bailey, and also Charles C.K.
Yes, I can't. I'm excited to hear the score. I'm excited to hear because to me, music shapes, you know, I use it to shape my broadcast that we do here each day. So, and a movie, it's incredibly important to, you know, it kind of creates the emotion for whatever we're watching on screen. So I cannot wait. And last question for you, just to go back while I have you right there. Sheree, so what was this whole thing about the prancing? Why do they all, because of, you're just so creative with the music, is that what they were teasing about being the female version of Prince?
Well, it's being able to accomplish different genres, because Corey has like a wonderful, yeah, so he might have me do something poppy, then something jazzy, then something like dark. Like there's like a dark violin track, and it's really sad, beautiful all at once, you know, so it kind of it made me push the envelope as a writer to make me get into different fields that even my voice and the way that I write. So it's growth.
Well,
I love
now,
it
sounds amazing to me. And you guys, you may already have this soundtrack and all of this, but whatever you do, we're going to have to just, you know, support it. I would love to hear everything and see everything, so I cannot wait. And then I will have you guys back right here. It'll be for a whole nother set.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have two very special guests joining us today. Well, they're from the world of education. It is my honor to welcome back to the show Dr. Joel A. Freeman and welcoming for the very first time Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning. We are honored to be with you this morning.
Yes. Awesome.
Thank you, Carrie. We love being here and looking forward to our time together.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in. Dr. Freeman, we're going to kick off with you. You were kind enough to help us kind of launch the Hair Radio Morning Show 5 years ago, literally hundreds of episodes of this broadcast ago. And we're so excited because many of our listeners, you've touched folks around the world with your story. And so we're going to remind everybody about that, but I just wanted to officially welcome you back to the broadcast and how we were able to use that wonderful, wonderful interview as a great foundation for pushing us forward. And we're still here today. I think that's a big part of that. So thank you.
Well, I'm very thrilled at what you're doing and how you've done it, your integrity, your stick-to-itiveness, and it's an inspiration to all of us.
Wonderful. Well, listen, again, welcome to the show. And now I have to turn also to Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. You are from the Rochester, New York area, and you are, when I tell you, I was just blown away at your story when I started to do some research. School superintendent for years, literally. Office. Yes. So education, to put it mildly, is important. So, Dr. Milton, I have to get in there. What, you know, where did this come from, this whole, you know, this journey that you are on, that you've been on? And this, I'm going to call it a track, I think, you know, so where did this come from in terms of jumping into the education or on the education wagon, I should say?
Well, you know, I had two teachers that impacted my life in ways in which you can one could never imagine. I had a teacher by the name of Adam Urbanski. He was a gentleman from Poland, and he talked about history. He was one of my high school history teachers, and he taught history in a way that you can only fall in love with. And he talked about the movers and shakers of history, the carriers of information, and how we have to learn to deconstruct things and find ourselves in the whole cloak of history. So he planted a major seed in me. Then I had a science teacher. Her name was Cassandra Frierson. And Cassandra Frierson said that I'm part of a history that goes all the way back to the beginning of time. And I was so glad to meet her because I had an experience in elementary school that my teacher attempted to teach black history, but she started off in slavery. And what happened, it had ushered so much shame and humiliation for me. So that those early years of my life, I was on this quest to find out some truths in history and where I played a role. And Dr. Frierson, or Cassandra Frierson, she said that my past is inexplicably tied to the beginning of time. And so as a result of those two individuals, I went into education, became a teacher, a principal, and then a school superintendent, and decided to step down and start my own company. And then it happened again. And when it happened this time, I said, I'm going to take action. When this whole quest and this desire and this love and passion for history came out, I said, I'm going to do something about it. So Joel Freeman was the first person that I've called. Joel has been a close friend of mine for many years, and I know that he is the curator of many African American artifacts. And I said, Joel, would you go on this journey with me, man? And he didn't hesitate. Here we are. 2.5, almost 3 years later, with a finished product, and our goal is to share our love letter to the world. I mean, this is our divine purpose and our mission as to why we exist.
And that is the reason that you guys are here today. And that is to introduce us to this amazing new book. And I'm going to have to thank you, Dr. Milton, for that. I'm going to have to turn now to Dr. Freeman. I'm going to ask you, Dr. Joel A. Freeman, first of all, again, welcome to the show. And just want to say we are going to turn to you to talk about this amazing new book. We want to make sure and get that on out there, Black History, An Inclusive Account of American History. Tell us about this book.
Yes, as Dr. Milton mentioned, it's a labor of love. It's 1,248 pages, weighs 5.5 pounds, has well over 2,500 images throughout, and about 500 of those images come straight from the collection my wife and I own. We own over 3,000 items. Documents and artifacts. Oldest piece dates back to 1553. And so we have put together, Walter and I, as he mentioned, we worked for about 2.5 years, putting in 12, 16-hour days and working. I'm telling you, it was just like Groundhog Day every day, just working at it and then going to sleep and working some more the next day and just day after day. So it was just both of us look at it right now and just go, we don't even know how it happened, except God's fingerprints are all over it. And we started in ancient Africa. And the reason why we started in ancient Africa is because we did not want to reinforce the notion, either implicitly or explicitly, that slavery was the beginning of black history. We wanted to talk about the mores, the folkways, the hunting, the gathering, the fishing, the industry, the agriculture, the ancient African kingdoms that transcend the current geopolitical lines. And now we're ready for the good, the bad, and the ugly of the last four centuries. And even when we get into slavery and the slave trade, we discuss, we have a whole section just about slave rebellions. We talk about the trickery used, and we have actual stories of how people were tricked into coming on the ship, and or to be kidnapped to get on the ship. So we wanted to give a whole different view about this that is not normally given, at least that we could find. And then there's a gentle timeline that takes us all the way through to the struggle for civil rights. We then, once we have included that, then we get into the whole area of the economic system. We talk about arts, entertainment. We have a section on sports, black quarterbacks, the integration of the NBA. And then we have a whole section on 50 states, and it's where we provide some insights into black history in each state. So whatever state a listener is from, there will be some specific just a showcasing of what has happened in their particular state. Then the final unit is all about the North Star. It's over 100 pages, where we have a timeline from 1491 on that describes all that happened, our interaction between United States and Canada. And then we tell stories, we share stories from mid-1800s from a book called Refugees that a gentleman by the name of Benjamin Drew went north, and he interviewed a lot of people. And then he put 114 stories, their life stories, into the book. And so in our textbook, we start in Vancouver all the way over to Halifax, Nova Scotia, and everything in between. The Don Settlement with Josiah Henson, and so on and so forth. So it's really a wonderful way to show how people from the South, many suffered from Stockholm Syndrome, many just, you know, just the whole, how does a person leave not knowing where they're going to be going, and if they're going to get caught and maybe get killed or, get chastised in horrific ways. And then the fugitive slave laws pushing them into Canada. So we really, Walter and I have put together a book that the response we've been getting from around the country has truly been heartwarming, and we are very grateful to be the instruments used to be able to help put this together. And of course, as we've expanded after the writing was done, our wives are very much a part of this project, and we're grateful to them. And then more people came on that helped with curriculum design, with search engine optimization, media relations, professional development, and many other aspects that helped to, we now have a team of over 75 people that have helped to bring this to bear.
Well, I'm going to say, I think you have at least 76. I'm on board, too. Make sure and add me on
okay.
in to that list. I saw that extensive list on your site. I was, at ph365.org. I was quite impressed. Listen, I want to make sure I get the title right. I don't. I think I just introduced it as Black History, but it's actually Black History 365. An inclusive
correct.
Account of American history. Is that correct?
Yes. We landed on 365 because many times people view Black History Month as the main time to talk about Black history. But we decided that this is something that is an inclusive account of American history. That's the subtitle. And we also quote from a gentleman on the back cover. He's a quote on the back cover. His name is James Baldwin. He said, "American history is longer, larger, more various, more beautiful, and more terrible than anything anyone has ever said about it." And that's really, when Walter and I saw that quote, we just said, that's got to be on the cover. It's because that encapsulates what we have done.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I have to say, as a matter of fact, Dr. Milton, I was going to ask you, being, you know, of course, an educator as you are, you know, and being out in the school system, how did that play a part? Because, you know, I just imagine that you were close, you know, you were real, you know, you had a real front row seat to what the kids needed, you know, to what the students needed to learn. So I'm going to ask you, how did that play a part, or did it play a part in how you kind of, you know, decided to come up with this idea that you guys have, you know, worked on?
Well, it played a major part. What I saw in my years of education and what I still see now in working with school systems across the country is that there's a direct correlation with the lack of culturally competent instruction and educational approaches to the negative impact that has on student achievement. We also discovered that the lack of historical content has been a significant influencer of negative outcomes for Black students and communities, including lack of self-awareness, lack of self-esteem, lack of intrinsic motivation, decreased academic achievement, truancy, discipline referrals, and even some cases some criminal activity. Because what we found when our young people, not only Black children but all children, when they have an understanding of who they are, where they came from, and the impact that their ancestors have made on this world, it just increases all the negative things to turn right into the positives because we make that connection. And so what we found and discovered that the world, particularly America, is begging for something like this because of the past, our history that we have and how those things still impact us to this day. So we wanted to really look at those things. We really wanted to look at the whole impact of the incarceration system and how that connected to education. And what we found is that there's this critical gap. And we believe that we have a solution for this gap. One of the things that we really focus on, and Joe will probably talk about that a little later, I'll just introduce the concept, but we said we need to develop critical thinkers, compassionate listeners, fact-based, respectful communicators, and action-oriented solutions. And we believe that BH365 will serve as an impetus to make that happen and to make our world a better place here in America and to bring about a great deal of healing because we clarify things and misconceptions that we've been operating on for many years.
Just, I'm blown away, and I have to say, Dr. Milton, and I was really touched, and I know we're here, we're going to absolutely get into every single aspect of Black History 365, you guys' new book, which is being used in the schools, but I have to draw some attention to when I came across one of your earlier books that talked about this. The title is A Matter of Life or Death, Why Black Men Must Save Black Boys in America's Public Schools. And I know you've written a couple of books, but that was, I read a little bit of the synopsis, and I was just very impressed. So thank you for all the work that you are doing, that both of you are doing on this incredible, incredible topic that, believe me, even, you know, I could put this on every day, you know, for years, and it would still just be scraping the surface of what needs to be done, but it's a wonderful thing to do as much research, and you guys can hear it. You've done a lot of research. I see the work, and it is incredible. It is absolutely incredible, so thank you both for that.
Thank you so much.
Yes, well, very much welcome. Well, listen, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's my pleasure to welcome these two incredible educators to Hair Radio. And Dr. Joel A. Freeman, he's been with us before. We're so excited to welcome him back. It's been 5 years. And he's joined, of course, or we're joined with Dr. Walter Milton, Jr., who we're also excited, a New Yorker, a fellow New Yorker, to the broadcast. And now, Dr. Freeman, you're in Maryland area, correct? Aren't you still out in Maryland?
Yes, not far from Annapolis.
Okay, and so we have a lot to talk about, because just trying to catch everybody up a little bit, and then I have some more questions for you, Dr. Milton. But just to kind of bring everybody up to speed, Dr. Freeman, I recall that you started off early on, and you were a chaplain for, wasn't it the NBA? And you did all these amazing things and just had such I think it was, well, what seemed on that interview, just a deep understanding for folks at an early age. And that's what I got from that. And I was just quite impressed and went on to create that whole space with all these artifacts that you have that chronicle the lives of folks all the way to Africa and here. And so I'm just very impressed and, you know, just happy to have you here. So what can you tell us about your collection these days? Anything? Of course, we've got your book, which is going to be a big part of that, Black History 365. But what else can you tell us about the collection that you have amassed all of this? And I know you have pictures inside the book, inside of Black History 365.
Yes. Yeah, it's a big part of the book and a big part of, I think, the contribution, because it's exclusively available to the book, the images. There's now over 4,000 high-resolution images.
Amazing.
And anyone who tries to put together something like this without images, it's just very difficult. And what people, when we went to the printers in Ohio who manufactured this book, one of the young men, I don't know how long he'd been working there, but maybe a decade or two or close, 15 years maybe. And we were just talking with him, and he says, yeah, he says, when I came in this morning, I thought I was working on a National Geographic project. and so the collection is made up of over 3,000 items. We've done two exhibits at the United Nations. We had over 1 million visitors. I've done three in concert with the White House. I've done two at the Clinton Presidential Library. I've done a number with Secret Service at their headquarters in D.C. and a number of other venues around the country. And it's just been wonderful. And when Walter called me about this project, I didn't have to think about it, because I knew intuitively that I had been building this collection, and it's perfect for a curriculum in terms of the types of items. I would pass over 200 items to get to that 201st item that would help tell the story. And so I was very selective about the items that I collected and brought together. So it's kind of a unique type of collection, and I think when people get the textbook and they start looking at the images, especially the first two units, because the first two units are about ancient Africa and slavery and the slave trade. So I have a number of items. For instance, I have one item when I was in Elmina Castle in Ghana on the banks of the Atlantic Ocean. Mm-hmm. And I met with the village elders there, and they voted unanimously to donate a set of shackles, an actual set of shackles from Elmina Castle. And I was truly humbled and honored by that, because I don't think they did that very often.
Exactly.
And so those are the kinds of stories behind many of the pieces of the collection. Just had over 75 given to me, had to acquire a lot of things myself, but this gentleman, his father, worked for TWA Airlines.
Well, so did I. Wow.
Oh, really?
Yes, small world.
So he was responsible for all the continent of Africa back in the 40s and I think the 50s, right in that range. And he had, of course, working in the airline and into Africa, he had many people sourcing original artifacts. We're not talking about stuff for tourists. I mean, original, like doors on a chief's hut, and shackles and masks and figurines and all sorts of items. Well, his dad passed away. Of course, his dad, working at the airline, could ship it back to California.
Sure.
And when he passed away, my friend told me, he said, I'm going to make sure that there's a number of these that are in your collection. He had this sense of urgency, and my friend Pat passed away about 3 months ago, he had this urgency to get these items to me, and he wasn't even sick, you know, just had a massive heart attack, and he was gone. And so I feel very honored, and am holding those items very carefully, and we have some of them pictured in the textbook in honor of him and his family.
Wow, that's very nice. I have to say, just when I look at this amazing book, Black History 365, and you mentioned 1,248 pages, I have to wonder about the schools. Like, how have the folks received this book, the textbook? Dr. Milton, let's ask you that. How has it been received by the teachers and the students, for that much?
They have received the book extremely well. Many of them are not only saying that this is for 9th through 12th grade students, many of them are saying this engages all ages. This should be a book that's in every household across this country, in particular, and in general across the world, because it had so many features. It really does. Also, Morehouse College down in Atlanta is going to be one of the first colleges launching the textbook in January. We are also in a conversation with Hampton University in Virginia that's going to do that. And then we have had a number of people who have purchased personal copies of the textbook. So we believe that it has this book throughout the pages. It's a healing mechanism. I just want to quickly go back, if you can indulge me for a quick second,
sure.
To talk about these images. And I don't know if I've ever shared this with Joel, but it was an extremely tedious task to find the images. And he, like he said, he would go through 200 images just to get to that 201 to say, hey, this is it here. I mean, it wasn't anything that was easily done. I mean, it was arduous and it was daunting. And in some cases, I saw and felt the pain that he went through just to make sure that it was beyond excellent. Because the images not only tell a story, the images bring the words alive of that book.
Wow. I'm blown away. I love as you respond to this, and you're just painting an amazing picture of Black History 365. Now, how do folks find this book, Dr. Milton? How do folks get their hands on a personal copy or an edition for, you know, like you said, it should be in every household?
Absolutely. Well, we're asking the world to go to bh365.org. That's bh365.org. And one of the major features that we have in the book, besides the many QR codes, because we wanted to have a strong integration of technology, we've also embedded music in the book from award-winning Grammy producer by the name of Dr. Kevin Cates, affectionately known as Kale. And Kale has developed 40 songs. He's a producer for Jay-Z, T.I., Rick Ross, Drake, Snoop Dogg, and a host of others. So we have an expert who has put together amazing songs, and he got the words from the text. And they are just powerful. I mean, they will bring tears to your eyes.
Is this kind of like a soundtrack for the book?
Yes, you can definitely say that. And as Joel said, we have a Hamilton in the making.
I see.
Yeah,
wow.
I call it an anthology of Black history, because basically we've done is you know, he's doing a song for each chapter, lifting lyrics from the text itself and the concepts surrounding the text. And so you start in ancient Africa and bring it all the way up to George Floyd, you know, some of the things that are happening in our culture today. It's like ripping pages out of the headlines, the way we've done it. And then we have an e-book version that is available, and so that will allow us to even add more items, you know, as things happen in our culture, so that we can continue to keep it updated in the e-book version.
And that's important, right, always to make sure that, you know, I keep going back to, I forget whose book it was, but I like that word living, like living history. It just keeps on going, and I love that. I have to tell you, this is just amazing. We're talking with the authors of this amazing book, the folks behind Black History 365, this amazing, incredible book. We're talking with Dr. Joel A. Freeman and Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. So we're real excited to have them with us today. 1,248 pages. This is a huge book, but it is packed with so much information and knowledge that we need. And I can't say it enough. I really can't. I think this is a game changer out there. Dr. Freeman, why was this so necessary, though? You know, there are tons of books. Folks will say, you know, I saw the books that were out there when I was in school, and those history books seem just fine. What do you say to folks who say something like that, Dr. Freeman?
Well, every time there is a racially charged incident in America, there are some very smart people, passionate people who get on TV. You know, we affectionately call them talking heads. And you can almost, if you're running a betting game, you could bet that someone's going to say, in so many words, we need to have a national conversation around the topic of race relations in America. And one gets the sense that 3 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, perhaps that same person will be saying the same thing. And, you know, people protest in different ways. We have comedians who use comedy expertly to protest. Some write books. Some will write poetry. We remember the protest songs of the 60s and the protesting in rap music and hip-hop music. And some protest by demonstrating, marching. The way Walter and I protest is by putting in the 2.5 years, 12, 16-hour days to come up with a solution to the education gap in America. Our protest is we look at it in terms of solutionist approach, so that we can start these conversations. So we have something in the textbook that is proprietary to BH365, is we have something called the Elephant Experience. Now, the Elephant Experience, and we could spend a whole show just talking about the Elephant Experience, but it's a whole idea of, okay, we have these topics that people don't like talking about. It's uncomfortable. And topics that cause some people to talk at or past each other. Some people block each other on Facebook or other types of social media. And so what Walter and I wanted to do is to come up with a process. 'Cause why an elephant? You know, connection with Africa. Hey, there's an elephant in the room. Probably your favorite joke in second grade was, hey, how do you eat an elephant? One spoonful at a time. One bite at a time. So there has to be a process, a schema, a methodology for dealing with the elephant. And then, of course, the hippocampus of an elephant is extremely large, and their EQ matches and rivals that of chimpanzees and some species of dolphins. So it has to be something that's sticky, something that is that engages, not just momentarily, but for the long term. So that's what we did. So topics such as 3/5 of a human being, Uncle Tom, the N-word, reparations, are we in a post-racial society after having a black president for 2 terms? Can a white person ever truly understand the black experience in America? scientific racism, lynching, and should we tear the statues down, things like that, topics like that, that we have a certain process that is a healing process, not a divisive process, where students can be, where we have professional development trainers that train the teachers in setting the environment so the students can create an environment that allows for these topics to be dealt with in a way that is beneficial. And where there are where there's a binary choice, we have QR codes that provide the pro and the con, you know, the for and against views. And so it invites people outside of their confirmation bias bubbles and gets them into a realm where they begin to see the other side and or at least hear the other side. And then using the Socratic method, the students engage around it and come up with individual or perhaps even collective understanding about something. So why, you know, to get back to your original question, the need for something like this and the response we're getting from principals, from educators, from superintendents, from people who have, from, you know, historians. I was talking with a historian the other day, and he was saying he's up to page 500 already.
Oh, wow.
In the textbook.
Wow.
And he was saying that he was just delighted. He said, oh, my goodness. He's checking out the QR codes. He's engaging with it. And he just said, I just cannot believe a resource like this is finally available. This is what I've been talking about all my life, and a resource like this.
Absolutely.
So, you know, when it comes to the distinctives, we believe that we have something that is very uniquely crafted. It's designed for healing. It's truth-centric. It's, you know, it has the music attached to it. It has QR codes, so it's engaging with technology. We start in ancient Africa, so we're not reinforcing implicitly or explicitly the notion that Black history started slavery. So we bring all these elements together that we've discussed, and we brought it into one textbook. Now, you know, we're also planning to create a K through 8, so K2, 3, 5, 6, 8 grade bands. Those are coming. And we're using the 9 through 12 textbook, which, by the way, engages all ages. We're using that backbone information to then be contextualized in the 6 through 8, 3 through 5, and K through 2 programs. So now, getting back to how I started this response, now we're starting to get people, to kids, to start talking about the tough topics in a contextualized manner from kindergarten on. And hopefully we'll be able to measure results with the students, the teachers, and perhaps even the parents. And, you know, 3 years from now, 5 years, 12 years from now, to see what kind of impact this can have on our society that is so polarized politically, and to really get people to engage using coming through the lens and the gateway of history, which an inclusive account of a history, so that we can somehow see healing happen in our country.
I totally agree. I was thinking as you were just explaining that, I'm thinking to myself as well, you know, that's the thing. We are all, you know, when we look back at how when we were in school and taught history, and it really does, I hate to say, but it really, that's kind of where you, what you get is, you know, for Black history, anything that's relating to Black culture is usually starting with slavery. And so I so appreciate what you have just described in Black History 365. I so appreciate it because just to be able to connect back to Africa and just see a place in, you know, how, you know, folks of Black descent just African descent, rather, just figure into everything. So it's amazing to me, and I have I'm kind of blown away just to talk to you about it. So I'm excited for folks to get their hands on Black History 365. It is important. It's an important book. So So what else is there out there? You and Dr. Milton, as you mentioned, there is music involved in all of this as well. Can I get my hands on some of this so I can play some of those songs on the Hair Radio Morning Show? We'd love to get some of those music files over here.
That it's probably the music is so good, and I can't wait till you hear it. And I think that maybe Joe and I could send you a demo copy for your
Absolutely.
Ears only. Because it's going through the process of being produced and recorded, and so we're going through all the legal aspects of that. But in the meantime, we can give you something that you could look forward to coming out. And I think that we would love to have you once we get the green light to play it on your show, because it's going to be a Grammy award producing set of music, and I give all the accolades to God first, but I give them to K.O., who was used by God to do this, to do this work. I mean, the music is incredible, and as the kids say, it is highly dope.
Awesome.
I think that, you're going to love it. You really are, and, you know, Joel and I are just so honored that you allowed us to be here today to share this one of the most passionate things in our lives, you know, Black history. And Joel talked about us being utilized as a vessel. You know, we had many moments that we worked throughout the day, and we'll talk, you know, how did we get here? How did we do this? Where did this come from? And we just know that this was all divinely inspired. It really was.
Absolutely. Well, I have to say, I want to just... before we close out on this part today, I definitely want to just make sure everybody is aware of, again, how to get their hands on Black History 365, your website. Please give us that again. Dr. Freeman, Dr. Milton, please tell everybody how to get their hands on this amazing book.
Yes, BH365.org. BH365.org.
Okay, and that is just awesome. And we're real happy about that. Yes, indeed. And also, just to let everybody know that you guys, this is not the end of Black History 365 on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm so happy and honored that you guys are here. We're announcing right now just an interview arc where we're going to have a few shows at this time, and then we're going to roll out something long-term that kind of can, you know, take parts of this amazing book. We're going to say Black History 365 is the name, and we're going to cover it a little bit more in depth. We wanted to just kind of do a quick introduction, if you will, and talk about some of the things that are inside of this amazing book. And I've got to tell you, we're going to be able to get into some of, before I let you guys go today, we're going to tease this because I want to get your opinion of things that are happening today and how you can tie them to Black History 365, Black History 365, and I know that you can. And we're going to have that a little later for you guys, or we'll put it on our website as well. So that's just a nice little tidbit that we'll get into.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes. Hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. We're a business that's just starting out, so I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, it's Michelle. It's Friday, September 16th of 2022. It's our show number 758. And, of course, joining me on the line from out of Water Valley, Mississippi, MS, we're talking about Nicole Marie, the queen of the mornings. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nicole Marie.
Good morning. Good
happy
morning.
Miss Joe.
Happy Miss Joe. Happy Fan Day Friday. Good morning to all of our fans out there listening.
Stuff.
Good morning.
Exactly. Yes. And a big morning welcome also from down in Jacksonville, Florida. We're talking about the one and only Blue to the Blue, 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 Queen
morning,
of Candles.
Blue.
I'm throwing my big hand. Two queens in the morning. We got the candle queen and we got the queen of the morning.
Yes, absolutely.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
It's good. Blue is on with Nicole Marie and Kara Hines.
Yes,
it's Candle Friday for us, as always. We try to get on fans. And Hopper, Michael Hopkins, the man of VTR, that talk radio show, will be with us in just a bit. But, yeah, it's Friday morning. I love Fridays. And this morning I woke up, and we map out the radio shows, the Hair Radio Morning shows. You guys know we're on 6 to 9 Eastern, 5 to 8 in the morning Central Time, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We offer live call-in. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we tell you to go to upscalemagazineradio.com and enjoy our broadcast while we're away from our live show. And that's no different to, following our 9 o'clock sign-off this morning. We want you to go over to upscalemagazineradio.com. This very show will play back over there a little later today. And so I just want to say hello, everybody. And, yes, it's Fan Day Friday. We've got a lot to live chat on the way.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yes.
And Kerry.
Yeah, we got a lot of live post chat for you this morning.
Before we get started with Blue this morning, when we get to the sin of the day and every day, everything, let me just go back a little bit. Yesterday, the sin of the day was caramel apple. And I was thinking about caramel apples. And let me just say, yesterday I went to the store and I bought apples. I bought the caramel.
No, you
and
did not.
We are yes, I did. Yes, I did. And this weekend, the kids and I are making caramel apples.
Wonderful.
So I just wanted to share.
And
all
don't forget to order a caramel apple from Blue's store.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, don't forget
but
that
I was
part.
Thinking about
yes.
that. Oh, yes. Yes, definitely order the candle
yes.
as well.
I know they're going
to
be delicious.
I just had to say. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'll let you know next week.
Yeah, do that. Please do that. I'm sure they're going to be juicy. Juicy. Well,
oh,
Divine
yes.
Energy Candles, and for you guys who are just tuning in, you don't have a clue what we're talking about, let me bring you up to speed here on the Hair Radio Morning Show this Friday. We're live, so this is the deal. We were talking each day. Blue comes in about mid-show, and mid-show's usually between somewhere 7:38, and we usually are talking about the candle scent of the day. Blue is the incredible CEO, founder of Divine Energy Luxury Candles. And they're just phenomenal. They have a great website at divineenergycandles.com, and where she really goes in. And you guys, to me, you really come to life each day on this broadcast. Mid-show, we're live, and we're always talking about, you know, getting that certain inspiration and aspiration each day. And so that's what this midtime is. You know, we put on a lot of things. We play a lot of different wonderful folks who are all inspiring in their own way. But there's just something special about, you know, getting an opportunity to create the ambiance. Because that's what I do each morning, as I tell you every day. I create the ambiance here in my office, in our studio,
mm-hmm.
and I love it. I
yes,
wouldn't
set
trade
the mood.
It for the world. I set the mood, and
yes.
that's what comes to mind for Divine Energy Candles. And not only that, Blue, we just love checking in with you each day down in Jacksonville, Florida. How's the weather down there today? I know it was cloudy a bit this week. What's outside your window this morning?
Outside this window is 69, and it's still a little cloudy, but I see some sun coming up, so we're going to have it's going to be a pretty day. Yeah,
nice
but
day.
It's chilly out there, and I'm appreciating that.
It sounds good when I hear that, though. That sounds
yeah.
awesome.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, yes. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely, as you should. Absolutely. Nicole Marie, I didn't ask you this morning. How's the weather down in Water Valley, Mississippi?
It is warm. We're gearing up for another warm day today. Right now, it's a little bit cloudy, but it's going to be sunny and nice today in the high 80s.
Well, aren't you a show-off? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Here in New York, we're probably not quite that doing that quite that well, but it's right now it's probably about 60 degrees, so it's a little on the chilly side. I had on long sleeves out walking Pepito the dog this morning, and you know, so I think the weekend will be great. So I'm hoping wherever you are out there, and again, we just want you to have a great weekend. Today's our kickoff of the weekend show. It's Fan Day Friday. We have Blue on the line from Jacksonville, Florida. We've got Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi, and I, Carrie Hines, am in live in Brooklyn, New York. So quite a bit of fun today. So as each day, and I promised at the end of the week, we would be checking in with the Candle Queen on the candle scents for the week. So if you missed a day, we're going to be able to give Blue some time to really bring you and catch up to speed. So Blue, I'm going to turn things over to you this morning give us the candle scent of the day. And then for folks, it might even be helpful to lead off with the candles that they missed for this
That's
week.
About, yeah, that was my plan. Exactly.
Are we not right there this morning, Blue? Are we not right
yes,
there?
Yes, we are.
All right.
Yes. So I'm,
take it away.
I want to say again. I want to say good morning again to everyone, and everyone, all of our fans out there listening. Good morning to you as well. And for the week of 9/13 to 9/16, I want to just bring back our scent that we started off with on Tuesday and bring it into the scent for today.
Okay.
We had on the 13th, we had apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar. We had apple cider donuts.
Oh.
So I apologize. Oh, for
yeah.
That.
I was going to put that whole the apple cider vinegar. Woohoo.
Okay, look.
Although I do love apple cider vinegar. It's the brown vinegar. You guys know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. But we had apple cider donuts. So we did not have any vinegar with that.
No.
And then we had a little pineapple sage in the building. And then we had yesterday our favorite caramel apple that got everybody's taste buds jumping.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
So today.
Now, hold it. Before you give today's scent. Now, I just want to go back a little bit because we got to make sure folks understand. A lot is put into these candle scents of the day and the candles that you talk about. And you have an enormous array of candle scents. And let's just talk about that for a moment before we go into today's candle scent. Blue, you have literally countless candle scents. Can you just share with us a little bit about that? What's the process for creating all of these? How do you do all of that?
It's a lot of mixing, a lot of testing. I like to mix scents together to create a new scent. I might do a caramel popcorn scent with like a coconut scent. You know, I mean, you got to just play with the scents, and I love doing that. Because you get some amazing stuff out of that, you know, because, you know, with the caramel popcorn, for example, and caramel, when you think about caramel popcorn, what do you have in there? You have caramel, you have butter, you have salt, you know, so you have all those really, really, really good scents and tastes when your taste buds, you know, you think about it. And then when you add a little coconut to it, it kind of tones it down some, and you add maybe some chai to that, add a little chai to that. And honey, I might have to try that this weekend. That sounds really nice. Caramel popcorn, chai.
That sounds awesome. Divine Energy Candles. You're doing just that. Tuesday, I love that you kicked off the week with apple cider donuts.
That's
right. Apple cider donut is amazing. And then Wednesday, as you mentioned, pineapple.
Pineapple sage.
Pineapple sage. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That had me, I don't think I could finish the rest of the broadcast. But you really pulled out all the, you pulled out all the stops on Thursday's edition with the caramel apple. And you know how much I love the green apples with caramel. So that is, you know, that's number one. And I don't know where you guys were, but down in Philly, when Michael still was asking, but they put the nuts on. We used to have those peanuts.
I remember those. I'm going in
this morning. And Nicole Marie, I think off air you were saying that you are making some of those. I think you said it on the air. You're making some of those
this weekend with my kids.
Are you
going to
put the peanuts too?
I don't know about that. We may just do just the caramel and
the
apple.
Oh my God! How did you not do the crunchy peanut?
You know he had crunchy peanut butter guy. You know that now, right?
That's true, Blue.
Creamy is not going to do. You need that crunch.
Well, listen, Nicole Marie Blue. Now, your fan Blue will just kill me, so I'm going to let you get to today's candle of the day. Then, please take it away, Blue.
Okay. Yes. All right. Well, today for the week, ending the week, we are going to end the week off with a little brown sugar and fig. Again,
ooh,
that was brown sugar and fig. Now, aromatic and luxurious brown sugar and fig fragrance is a warm embrace for your senses. The top notes of ripe fig, caramelized sugar, and a touch of sea salt come through right away, while deep brown sugar makes up the heart of this fragrance. Dark musk and amber is the base, reinforces the richness of this enticing scent. Brown sugar and fig is a classic scent.
Wow.
Again, let's
I, thought,
oh, I love
quick.
It.
Yeah, let's
love
do these notes real quick.
Differences. Yeah, you took us in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. You know what?
You asked me,
I just
you asked
love
me yesterday how. You asked me yesterday how was I going to get back to the botanicals and the floral,
exactly.
And I'm going to tell you how. Let me show you how. This top note is fig, sea salt, and caramelized sugar. That middle note is brown sugar and green floral. And that base note, amber, that's how I'm going to sneak back into the botanicals.
Oh, wow.
We love it.
Yes, you did.
We love it. And Blue, before we let you go, kind of tell everybody a little bit about these scents, how, you know, with the top notes and the middle notes and the base note, the base, how it kind of blends in. And at different points, that's how it kind of joins together and makes this incredible.
Right, exactly.
Now, how does that work?
Absolutely, Carrie. Right. Well, basically, when you when you're mixing your fragrances into your wax, you want to start with your. I start with my base would be that dark musk and amber. That's at the bottom. And then I put in that middle note, which is the brown sugar and the green floral. And while you're doing this, you're slowly mixing clockwise. And then when you add that second note, you go counterclockwise. And then when you get to that top note, which is the caramelized sugar and the sea salt and fig, you're still spinning, but you're going in the opposite direction of clockwise and counterclockwise. And then when you bring your nose to that top of that candle or your tester, and you're doing it like you do perfume, you're testing to see where your notes are, that caramelized sugar and fig is going to pop you right away when you're smelling. It's going to hit you right away, and then you're going to get that brown sugar and floral. You're definitely going to hit the dark musk and amber. It's without a doubt. So that dark musk is like a masculine scent. Also with the amber, it's the soft masculine. So, you know, they come together really, really beautifully. And it gives you the musk and the amber give you that luxurious scent, you know, makes it more, you know, luxurious. Because it kind of tones down all the sweet. It tones down all the sweet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What we're going to do, Fridays, we're just having a great time here. We're going to put together some of the incredible divine energy, the best of Blue, and some of these incredible descriptions and just reminders, and we'll put this together for a podcast that we will put out there. So we've got a lot
wonderful.
To come. This is just the beginning.
Yes.
I call it BEZ of Divine Energy Candles.
Yes.
I love
Candle
101. Candles. So
yes.
Candle
wonderful.
101, yes, exactly. This is just the beginning. So good stuff. Blue, you just do so much. Your passion comes through. We love it here at the show.
Yes, thank
Please.
You, Blue.
Thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Exactly. Yeah, so next week we look forward to having you back here mid-show. We're still moving on for the month of September. We've got a lot more to get to, and we are excited. So great job. We'll get like more. Thank you so much. Good stuff. Hang out with us for a little bit. We're going to check in with Blue a little bit throughout this broadcast as well. So let me just turn to Hopkins. Michael Hopkins, who joins us from, you guys know Michael, he's the host, the illustrious host of Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael, you've been listening to Blue, you've been listening to Nicole Marie and Carrie Hines from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, joining us this morning. Michael Hopkins, the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, Tuesdays at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Michael, what have you heard today?
Wow.
while on Blue, every time she basically, to me, she is an educator in the world of candles. Mm. She is an educator.
Is that the nice thing?
I have learned so much. Yes, I have just learned so much with her and candles. I have learned so much, and I was just listening of the different, I guess you would call them aromas. That's the way I look at it.
Oh,
the different aromas.
Aromatic. Mm-hmm. I think of Mrs. Folgers every time I think of that. Aromatic scent. And, yeah, aroma is the word. Blue, do you like that word, Michael? It's just saying aroma.
Yes, aroma. Yeah, I do.
That's a good word.
When you hear aroma, you think of something that smells really, really, really good. Or aromatic,
exactly.
You know.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, this
is beautiful. Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
I want to say, I'm very grateful to Blue. I think I think this is a good day to talk about this. That we're releasing a wonderful therapy line of candles with Incantandem in conjunction with Divine Energy Candles. So I'm so excited. So we'll have a therapy candle that we're going to talk about next week right here on the show. It'll be a big launch party for it. And I just want to say thank you to Blue for making my world and the fans of therapy. You're taking us to an all new level. With this therapy line as well as part of the Divine Energy Candle. Great stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about that in the weeks to come. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
They're going to be so beautiful. I can't wait to get them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Blue is taking us to the stratosphere.
This is not by some accident. I wanted to make sure that we are always doing something on the Hair Radio Morning Show that's a little different.
We
want to start our day, and I really mean it. This is not just talk. I'm very much a person who, first of all, I love entrepreneurs. I love the energy and effort that divine energy brings. I love the idea of the candles. I love candles. I've always loved candles. And to meet Blue, who was so passionate about her products and what she's doing, and it's so significant. And so I love it. It blends part, all these are puns. It blends in beautifully with the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's awesome. And we love chatting about it. And I think we've taken you to the hilt this morning, Blue.
Yes, we have.
Oh, yeah, and I'm glad.
Yes.
Take me there.
We do. So listen, folks. Well, Blue, you are just the best. Thank you so much. We'll be checking in with you.
Yes,
as you know.
Thank you, Blue.
Don't forget next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we got the Candle of the Day, guys, from Divine Energy Candles. And Friday, we'll do a recap. Hopefully, you will still join us each morning. We always have Checking with Blue. We got some great candle talk and so much more. So we'll see Blue, of course. Thanks, Blue, as always. Okay. Keep it moving.
Thank you.
You got it. Great job. All right. Michael Hopkins, let's talk on Tuesday. Now, what's coming up next week? You've got the Vet Talk Radio Show coming up on Tuesday, the 20th of September. So what's on the plan? What is the plan for Tuesday's show? You got that talk radio show at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. So let's have it, Michael Hopkins. Take us there this morning.
Karen, the plan is this. I went back, did a little research, and we're going to dive into 5 ways that one can become 100% permanent and total.
And you know what, Michael? Remember,
We are on Friday's Hair Radio Morning Show. So remind everybody, what do you mean by 100% in all of it? We got to walk all of our fans from the beginning on Friday.
Oh, Tuesday, okay. I will walk them down the road.
We have a different.
I will walk them down the road.
Yeah.
What I mean by 100% is this. Veterans are rated for the disabilities that they have. They're rated in percentages. 100% basically is the ultimate. It's the highest that you can go as a veteran monetarily. It's pretty much the highest that you could go at 100%. There are some other things that we'll talk about, but 100% is pretty much where you can go.
Okay. And so that's... You do that each week. I know it sounds like you got a little one in the background there. But so Tuesday at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Now, this is your second episode of this new season, season two. So what do you want to tell everybody they can expect to hear in these upcoming episodes? Is there some overall theme for the whole season that you want to kind of dig into? Or are you just going to play it bit by bit each week?
In season two, the main emphasis that we're going to be working with is working on showing veterans how to strategize. When you're filing claims, you have to have a strategy. In other words, you have to know where you're going when you're filing claims. Mm-hmm. You can't do it willy-nilly. So we're going to delve into showing the average veteran on what to do strategy. Like the things we learned when we were in the military. We learned how to have a plan. It didn't have to be the greatest plan, but we learned how to have a plan when we were doing things. We're accomplishing goals, Kerry. And
any plan is better than no plan.
Than no plan. yes.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, regrettably.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, fortunately, many veterans don't have a plan when it comes to the claims process. They don't have a plan.
Your show, I just want to say this, your show is all about that. So, folks, Tuesday morning. 8:30. Michael will delve in on Tuesday. I appreciate that. So great to have you with us. We've got a lot more to get into this morning. Yeah, great job, Hopkins, and the Vet Talk Radio Show. Second season, Tuesday at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Michael, and stay with us. We've got a lot to get into in this next half hour in our spotlight hour of the day for Friday, Fan Day Friday. We have, here's a very special fan that I think you're going to like this. You want to stick around if you can and take a listen. I think you're going to like it. It's Fan Day Friday. So what Fan Day Friday is all about for you guys, again, just kind of tuning in, or today's your first day listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Fans, we try to introduce you guys, not just on Wednesday, to a new hairstylist or to a hairstylist that we want you to find out something special, what they have to say. But the same idea on Friday. We have some amazing fans who love the Hair Radio Morning Show, who not just the Hair Radio Morning Show, but everything that we put out, they're right there. They go to our website and purchase our hair products, they go to buy our Carapi mugs and our Hair Radio Morning Show mugs and T-shirts and books and all of that. They're right there. They're there for it because folks are big-time supporters. Everything that we put out onto social media, everything that we talk about. So I'm just grateful to have this one in particular fan who just couldn't take it being silent and in the background anymore. They just couldn't. They've been a big fan of mine, of the show, all of us, and what we've been doing. And you'll be hearing from this fan in just a moment. So I just wanted to say that, what can I say? So listen, why don't we get a quick song on, and when we finish with this song, so to speak, on the other side, it's only like 2 or 3 minutes, so don't go too far, and we'll roll on in with our wonderful Sandy Friday talk. So stay with it.
They ain't real no more.
Body parts bought from the store.
For real.
Everybody got a cash app. His baby mama trying to find out where the cash at. He spent the rent money on the stripper. His boys pumped him up and told him,
Tipper.
Them same homeboys trying to get his girl. Then he found that she like girls. It's a cold game trying to fit in.
Mama can't control her competition kicks in.
Dang.
Then she tried to be a rapper.
Dang.
Thought she had game, but the game got her.
They ain't believe that me greasy. This new generation think it's
easy.
This ruthless game protocol. Respect those that came before you. Downfall.
You don't get or you get better. You get better. You don't get or you get better. You get better with time.
That's what it is.
You don't get or you get better. You get better. You don't get or you get better.
It gets
better with time.
Giving up the yak. Hate the average rapper. Can't hold the real one back.
Nah.
Big boots banging.
Granny gang slanging.
Get your money, boo. You too sharp for gang banging.
See, I'm an heiress. The queen can't compare.
It gets better with time. I've been with the business.
For real.
Already listed. Wikipedia.
Check my IMDb. Check my social media.
Come on.
Man.
Numbers don't make me. What if she fake?
They all buy streams.
That part.
All y'all sound the same.
For real though.
Thirsty for fame.
You don't get or you get better.
Better.
You get better.
For real.
You don't get or you get better.
Come on.
You get better with time.
Yeah.
You don't get or you get better.
Yeah.
You get better.
Yeah.
You don't get or you get better. It gets better with time.
Yo, you don't get old, you get better.
Yeah.
Original game got this, I'm still weather. Be getting down like them goons that get cheddar.
Shut
baby
up.
Like, come to the room, but I ain't her.
I ain't her.
Baby like, thought you was wild. I be like, nah boo, that's where it stops. No pen drop, off top. Only thing drop is the album, go cop. Yeah.
You get better. You get better.
Get better.
Get better.
Hey, you don't get,
yeah,
oh,
you
yeah.
get better.
You get better.
You get better.
It
gets better with time.
Oh, yeah.
Better. It gets better. Better. Better.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest. And you'll never guess who this is. This is her very first time being featured right here on our broadcast. It's my great honor to welcome to the show Miss Tanya Green. Good morning and happy fan day. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah,
I'm so happy to speak with you today and get to know a little bit more about how you became so incredibly versatile
in
everything that you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, first of all, I appreciate it. I really do. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to serve folks who are in the hair and beauty industry or who are entrepreneurs and just beginning their journey. It is a journey, I call it. And it's just been a pleasure. It really is, by being able to reach fans from all over the world through the Hit Radio Morning Show, and or to have new fans discover Hit Radio through Upscale Magazine, see some of my design work over there inside of their publication. The Upscale Magazine itself has been around for 34 years, and my company, Hit Radio, has been around for 27 years. So we've been just doing the work. That's what we've been doing. And to touch folks like yourself, Tanya, as a fan of what we're doing, and that's kind of how we've been able to connect. What has it meant to see some of the things that you've witnessed through Hit Radio or some of my work over the years?
Well, I've been following you on Facebook and for almost 20 years. So when you were first starting out, you know, I was impressed with what you were doing. When you started your podcast, I was even more impressed. And then I've just watched you grow in terms of sharing business knowledge with people, kind of helping out the community and making things, you know, financially good for other people, and in a somewhat selfless way, and
Thank you.
Been so impressive. And then when I saw your graphic design, I was like, whoa, this ad is really effective, you know.
Thank
and there
you.
Are a lot of graphic designers who've been in the field for years that can't just, you know, put together something quite that that efficient and beautifully designed. And so I just had to comment on that because it was so impressive. And now I'm finding out all these different areas that you've branched out into and that you've become an expert at. And it's just kind of mind-blowing.
Thank you so much, Tanya. I appreciate that. I really do. Your words will forever stay with me. Have anybody mouth that I'm a talented designer, I appreciate that. And yes, I've had the opportunity to share a lot of the gifts I've been given, and to just love the industry and the people in it, and to do so genuinely. I'm not a competitor. I've never considered myself to be any kind of competition for anybody. I have always focused on how to accomplish great things in my own right. And I love entrepreneurs. I love entrepreneurs. In the hair and beauty industry particularly, as well as, you know, any small business. But I absolutely do, because it's just reminiscent of my own path that I've had to take. And and I want to do everything I can to make sure that you are as successful as you want to be. And that's why I created a promotions business. That's what we do. You will pay, but you're going to get work that is unique. You're not going to find what I do on everybody's Facebook page.
Right.
That's not going to happen. We're very unique. We're very serious. And we offer business coaching as well. So we do a lot to, you know, we've helped thousands and thousands. I've had, if you just do the math, folks, we're, like I said, we're closing in closely on 1,000 three-hour episodes, the most successful hair radio broadcast in the world, broadcasting period, in the history of broadcasting. And we have the most recorded content of anybody, again, in the history of broadcasting. We were the first to have a radio broadcast on hair and beauty on terrestrial AM and FM radio. So those are some things that we can be very, very proud of. And we have, I've interviewed thousands of people literally on the show. You can just do the math. So, you know, where most people say that they're exaggerating. When we say it, we mean it, literally. So what this was about today was taking the time to talk to some of our fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, as well as, you know, some of our graphics. Like I said, folks don't realize that we do everything in graphics design. The graphics. They may need banners or postcards or business cards or, you know, whatever they need, designs for their social media or their T-shirts or whatever it is. We can do it right here at my company at Hair Radio. We also, folks don't realize that we do everything from being able to write a press release or put together a media kit to creating a book or publishing a book. Or audio album for that much. We take them from A to Z. You really don't have to do anything but make a phone call. And we've got you. Mm-hmm. We've got you covered.
Amazing.
So I'm very proud. So Tanya, now tell us, now you are where? You're located in what city and state?
I am in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Nebraska.
And,
I've got fans in Nebraska.
Yeah, you do.
Wow. Thank you so much. This means a lot. Well, I love your words, and I really do. And this just, I won't forget it. And what Tanya wrote that really got me, Tanya, why don't you read what you said on that posting, which caught my attention for this fan day?
Okay, hang on a second. Let me pull it
up
here.
That would be fantastic. Tanya Green out of the Lincoln, Nebraska area. Again, Hair Radio Morning Show. We're from coast to coast here in America, and we're all around the world. As you guys know, we reach everybody from all across Europe, as well as in Australia, down under. We're shouting out Catherine down there, and up in Ghana and West Africa. To Ebenezer and to Mawarin in Nigeria, to our friends in Kenya out on the East Coast, to up in Egypt, down in South Africa, and as well as other places around the world. We just love you. We appreciate you. We support you. America has been fantastic. The people up in, the Northeast, we love you guys. Down in Florida, the Midwest. All the fans of the show. And so, Tanya, to know that we've touched you this morning, so what do you want to tell folks? What was that posting that you shared?
Well, I was looking through one of your posts, and I saw an ad that you had designed, and it blew me away because it was so perfect. And so this is what I commented.
Wow. That's what I initially went to college for and had to say, among your other talents, you are one talented designer. You chose the perfect font, included the right information, and made the ad both skimmable and compelling. And there's a lot of information that you had to share there. And then I was curious if you ever took a typography class or a graphic design class or how you learned to do all of that.
Thank you. And let me answer that. I appreciate that question. I really do, Tanya Green. First of all, I love that you said that. And I take, when it comes to, here's my process. I'm a person who is a creative, a writer. So everything I do first starts with pen to paper, literally. And so I'm thinking about that. First, it's the overall message of what needs to be communicated. And in that particular ad that you're referring to, in which I had I did an ad for a doctor, an ENT doctor. What just comes to mind is that I did not have a whole lot of information. I never spoke with him, so I had to kind of. What's really remarkable is that I had to use from top to bottom my imagination. And I do this for every single client, everybody that we work with, is try to figure out what is that message that they're communicating and how can I tell that graphically and, you know, the best way possible. And it doesn't end there. It also comes down to color designs. That plays a big part in it. I want to make sure that we have the right combination of colors in what we're trying to communicate. And so it's a perfect storm of, you know, like you said, it's got to be compelling as well. It's all of the above. And so picking out the fonts and everything, it's a science. I take everything very seriously. And and hopefully at the end of the day, you have something that is unique. And you're not going to see what we've designed in a whole bunch of places, per se, you know. So in terms of, you know, that I'm copying off other people. No, it's the opposite. So we want to be the, you know, the leader in this arena. And I think we've accomplished that through Hair Radio Graphics, through HairRadio.com, through our, as you mentioned, our radio podcast work, through developing for Upscale Magazine radio, and having our graphics included in their magazine, our advertisements that we've been able to do for other folks. So I'm very fortunate. And I've got to say, Tanya Green, thank you. Thank you for this time. It's been quite remarkable. And I'm looking forward to letting this just be a continuation of your supporting us and vice versa. And just thank you. So thank you. Any last words you want to leave with us today?
Oh, no, it's been a pleasure talking to you and hearing a little bit more about, you know, your journey to get to this point where you're wearing a lot of different hats and you're good at all of it.
So. Oh, you are just, we just appreciate you here on the show and at Hair Radio. And thank you, Tanya Green, for taking the time to be concerned about what we're doing. It's my honor. It really is. Thank you so much. All right. For Fan Day, I'm Carrie Hines with Tanya Green out of the Lincoln, Nebraska area. Just one of the many fans of what we're doing at Hair Radio. We'll be right back.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes. Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com. Or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. Welcome back again. It is our spotlight hour. It's about 8:20 in the morning, East Coast time, 7:20 if you're out in Central Time Zone, like my co-star, the Queen of the Mornings, newly minted Queen of the Mornings. We're talking about Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi. And happy third hour. Hello, 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 hello.
Happy spotlight hour. Happy fan day Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
All the above. And we're chatting with Michael Hopkins as well, one of our wonderful co-stars out of beautiful downtown Spotsylvania, Virginia. Beautiful Spotsylvania. Michael, are you still there with us?
I'm here live and in color.
All right. Well, listen, I wanted to just kind of jump on in with this guy. This was very special for me today.
Very nice.
Can you guys guess a little bit why this was so telling? Nicole Marie, why don't we lead in with you?
Well, for one, just listening, first, a shout out to Tanya Green of Lincoln, Nebraska. And just me listening to the words that she had to say about you, she's been following you for almost 20 years. That's amazing. She's been following your work, following your posts and so forth. And I just found it just so heartfelt with her talking about, you know, you sharing your business knowledge, you looking at your graphic designs and just how intrigued she was just with that. I mean, that was just amazing. I just love that.
Thank you. What about you, Hopkins, Michael Hopkins from Red Talk Radio Show? Did you catch any of what this incredible Tanya Green had to say today?
Oh, yes, I did, Carrie. And I was really kind of taken back. And it shows me that when you say you have been in the hair business and you say you've been in it for longevity, it just shows me that, you know, this is not something that's willy-nilly and you just happen to do this because it's Thursday. No, it shows me that you've been committed to doing this, and it's been a very long time. And as the old saying goes about, like wine, how it ages with time and it becomes better and better. And that's where you've been. That's what you've been doing. And, you know, Lincoln, Nebraska, when you think about it, at least to me, you know, I'm as you know, I'm like you, I'm from Philadelphia. So growing up, Lincoln, Nebraska, I would have no idea where that is. But it shows me your impact. You know, it just... Your impact. You're impacting people all over the country, all over this planet. And as we used to say in the Army, it ain't getting no better than this. So, you know, my hat's off to you, Carrie Hines.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. That says a lot. And I appreciate that. The only correction is that I don't think it's just me that's impacting fans all over the world. It's all of us. So I share that sentiment with my incredible colleagues this morning, Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And so I thank you for that.
Thank you, Carrie.
Those are wonderful words that are quite touching.
Carrie, if I can just jump in and say real quick, we definitely thank you, and we have definitely been impacted. I mean, you've been in the business for 27 years. You've been putting in the work. You've been, you know, just if anybody knows how you work, it's us. I mean, you truly live the hair and beauty. I mean, you truly do. People just, you know, you say that, but I don't think people truly understand. But we know you truly live this, and you have definitely impacted us as well. We have learned so much from you. You are definitely a mentor to us. We've learned, we've grown, and I just want to thank you for all that you've done for us to help us. And you've, like I said, you've impacted us and changed our lives as well.
Wow. Well, we're in this together. And we're just getting started.
We're a team.
We're a team. And I'll say, I'll go on a limb here to say we're a family. And you guys have really, you know, helped to shape my life as well. So I thank you guys. We've had a lot of folks to come through our doors here at Hair Radio, and they've, each person who's come through the doors have left a little piece of them here. And so I'm appreciative of that. And we still have new talent joining us. I mean, it was incredible just this week
all
alone.
The time.
If you look back at the Hair Radio Morning Show and you see where we have thousands of people who've joined us, you can see the numbers yourself. Blog Talk posts the number of people who tuned in through Blog Talk, which we don't even really market specifically to those fans. We have our own set of fans and followers and folks who have been, as you heard, following us for years. But it's nice that, as Michael said, that our reach is kind of going beyond the borders. In all my life, I would have never in a million years thought this version of the show, because we do a lot of focus. It's for everybody with hair and beauty and entrepreneurship in their minds and community. But I never in a million years would have thought that we would appeal to middle America, to Nebraska. I don't know if you guys heard me literally say to Tanya Green in that Fan Day Friday piece that, you know, I've got fans in Nebraska, in Lincoln, Nebraska. That was really genuine. I was like, oh, really? Everywhere. I've got amazing fans. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
They're in Australia. I talked to Catherine, and not just Catherine, but different folks who are in Australia and out all the way to California who get up super early to listen to the show live. And then the show plays later over in Europe. And so this has been incredible. It's been incredible. I'm looking right now in our office here, in our studio office, and I see my hair products with my name on each bottle. I look over and I see our books and mugs and my awards and our wall postings with the newspaper articles and my press releases from different events and giant banners here. You guys have to see the office here. It's amazing. And so I feel very blessed. And to be able to share that with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins each day and to build this show, it's for everybody. It's not a show that's designed for old folks, not a show that's designed for kids. It's a show that's designed for everybody.
Exactly.
And if that, if Tanya Green didn't prove that today, I don't know what does. And our commitment to excellence. My work
100%.
That you guys see, you guys have to remember, my work is represented on the newsstands right now around this country, digitally and in print. The Upscale magazine,
exactly.
A legendary, one of the two remaining black publications on the newsstand in the country. Our radio show is heard around the world. We've been featured in American Salon magazine, the New York Daily newspaper, as well as the Amsterdam newspaper out of Harlem in New York, in addition to others. So the work kind of speaks for itself. But to
exactly.
know that folks are paying attention, oh.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Wonderful.
That's incredible. So, but nobody gets here alone. That journey,
exactly.
You're walking alone. Let me just, as an entrepreneur, you're walking alone. Let me just say that. but you don't get to your destination alone. And I tell folks, yes, the walk of an entrepreneur, it is one that you'll be pretty, you better pack a lunch and some warm clothes, you know, with you, you know, because you're going to need it. But the good news is, on the other side of that is where you'll be embraced again. So,
wow.
You know, it's a tough thing. It's a tough thing. And I've got some things to share with you on that because, you know, it's been rough. It's not always been easy, and you guys have to know as entrepreneurs you're going to have ups and downs. It's cyclical, like everything else in life. You stay steadfast, believe in yourself, no matter what. And it's not, I have to tell you, you guys know I speak from the heart. I remember I used to work down the street here in Brooklyn. And I was always dressed to the nines with fancy ties and all these incredible, beautiful suits and wore designer clothes and all of that kind of stuff. I was very well paid to work as a company administrator for this. I used to do investments and stuff like that, you know, in between working in hair and beauty. I pushed hair and beauty back so that I could, you know, do focus on the business, which was stocks, and so investment money and stuff like that. So that's what I've been doing after leaving the airline. And I remember, guys, when I, back in 2013, I said, okay, you know what, let me return and really start pushing my wonderful hair and beauty business again, the promotions business, and I started doing that. And times were so rough and tough. And I remember, you know, just living in the same neighborhood as the old company where I used to work. So I still see my old friends and my business people that I used to sit next to each day going off to work at somebody's job. And so I would see them occasionally walking around. And sometimes I'm running out with a dog and I'm just looking all crazy, you know, with not all dressed up. I just run out pretty much with pajamas on. And I remember one day running across this guy who was, he wasn't as high up the ladder. I was one of the only black administrators in the reorganization. I was probably the only one. So I handled stock splits and things like that. And so anyway, and my name is out there. If you look on LinkedIn, you'll see some of my stock split work. So I'm not just talking, you know, from you know where. So anyway, I ran across the guy, and I'll never forget, he looks at me in a weird way, like almost like, look how far you've fallen, if you will. And I'm not even thinking because I'm just walking my dog. No, I don't even think I was walking my dog. I think I was just walking, running to the supermarket or something, just something quick. And I'm not thinking. I'm thinking I'm just going running, you know, like you. Sometimes you run out to get the, you know, the mail at the mailbox, and you don't care how you're looking. You're not getting dressed up to the nines to go do that. I had no idea that this person was looking at me in a very condescending kind of way. So all that to say, I've been through all of that, the nonsense. The folks who are not supportive, the folks who think, and then I've had folks who think that that you should always be doing badly or you should be doing down. You know, when you start, you have to struggle and, you know, have hard times and all that. What was always so funny is that as we started as a company to emerge from hard times, there were folks who were surprised that you were emerging, that you were doing great. And that the company was rising. And if I can rise, so can you.
Wow.
Just don't give up. Those same folks with their condescending eyes, now they're looking back with envy.
so true.
But you don't focus on that. You focus on you. You focus on you. And so I'm loving this. I'm loving all of this and where we are at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, Michael, what do you say when you hear all of this?
Well, the one thing that I say, Terry, people, you know, sometimes to me, what's going on with a lot of people is they actually don't have the guts to do what you do. And, you know, I've done entrepreneurial also, as you know. And a lot of people, that's what it is. They don't have the guts to step out on their own, to step out on faith. They don't have that. And they, in deep down inside, they already know that what you're doing is what they want to do. And they have this fear factor, like that TV show. They have the fear factor. They don't want to jump off the building that's 20 stories up. They don't want to do that because, you see, they have to think about everything that's going to happen to them if they jump off that building. What you did, you went on and jumped anyway. And you said, you know what?
Exactly.
I'll jump, but guess what? I'm going to have a parachute. Somewhere along the way, a parachute is going to appear. Once that parachute appears, wow, see? And a lot of people don't have that in this country. We have been trained to work for corporate America. We've been trained ever since we were in school. Everything is regimented when you look at it. Even when you go to school, the school is set up a certain way. The hours, the things you do, the subjects that we study. We don't study entrepreneurship traditionally in school, in high school. It doesn't happen. And college is just now catching up with that because it's all been geared towards all of us being great little employees and working for the corporation until we retire. We get the gold watch. We get the pension. And now reality is this. Most of that stuff is going out the window. It seriously has. And right now, most people don't understand what America was set up. America was set up for entrepreneurs ever since the Revolutionary War. When you go
appreciate what you said, Hopkins. And to me, being a child, you know, to me, every child should be taught entrepreneurship, period.
Yes.
Every child should be taught entrepreneurship, and this is where you come in, Nicole Marie. You're in education sphere. So what do you say? And if you're a mom, you've got family members, what do you say when you hear this?
I think it is absolutely critical, and I echo what you're saying, that yes, every child needs to be taught entrepreneurship. When I was growing up, I was not taught entrepreneurship. I didn't learn about entrepreneurship until much later in life. But now because I've been educated and I know, then I'm passing it on to my children so that they know they do have another opportunity. Michael touched on schools. Yeah, schools are set up where, okay, you graduate from high school, you either go to work or, you know, you go to post-secondary education or a trade school. And you go to work. You're training to work. But it's so critical. Entrepreneurship is so critical to spark the creativity in our children, especially young children. Hit them young. Teach them young so that whatever they are creative with, teach them to be creative. Whatever their passions are, whatever they enjoy, they can focus on that in entrepreneurship. Do something that you love. You do something that you love, and they say, hey, you'll never work a day in your life.
That's right.
So it's just very critical to do this. Like now.
Exactly.
Don't wait. No, now.
Myself, Carrie Hines, I look to the great Dolly Parton, who had a song many years ago called The Coat of Many Colors. And she talked about her mom sewing together, stitching little scraps together, little rags, to make this tapestry, this beautiful coat that she could wear during the harsh months. And it takes all of that to kind of bring together one, you know, and Dolly in the song, she just loves that coat. Just loves it. You would have thought she was wearing mink stole back in the old days. They used to wear the mink stoles. Nowadays, of course, no, we are very much animal aware and respectful. But that was the day. But you see, it takes all of that to make a tapestry. And I think Carole King's song, album Tapestry, it takes all of the, she was the one, I Feel the Earth Move song and singer, just so that you guys know. I think it's incredible. If you really understand that it takes, we're all like puzzle pieces. We're jigsaw puzzle pieces. And we fit together. And that's the way that this world was designed. And unfortunately, you've got a few, negative players who are heck-bent on creating a real disastrous place for us. And they've accomplished it to a big degree. But we always have hope. And we can keep fighting and knowing that good always wins out against evil.
Definitely good.
I look at some of the things that are happening these days in the world, and particularly what's happening to women and in this country, in America. It's really difficult for me. Even though I'm a guy, it's real difficult to see, that anybody can tell somebody else what they can or cannot do. Especially folks who, they don't even have anything to do with it, and just creating awful laws and just restrictions.
Exactly.
And restricting the rights of people. Are you on drugs? Like, who in the world appointed you God?
Exactly.
And
people
I'm
have to understand,
Gary,
that they have got to stand up. We have a right to vote, and we have to exercise that right.
It seems, and I agree, the only way to change the way that America is set up is through legislation. And that's
right.
The only way America operates, and that's all it knows. Unfortunately, when all of these things were drafted and the Constitution was created, and so many of the laws, they didn't know we were going to have city slickers in the White House.
That's
and
true.
Folks who were, trying to twist the laws around. And then on top of that, add in layers of racism and things that would prevent us from uniting as a country and growing in the way that we should. And then never taking ownership for things like slavery and so many other things that have kind of, derailed the success of the country. So we have. The only recourse that we do have is what Nicole Marie just said, and that is through our elective process. Sadly, a lot of that is manipulated and corrupt, as some folks have demonstrated from certain areas and certain parties. But I will say this, the system works, and we respect the system. So the only way to make changes, don't give up. You've got to, if you don't vote, you don't make the changes that are needed, and you have no voice, and you think you don't have a voice now, try not voting. You won't just have,
it'll be
a few other things you won't have. So I just want to say thank you for giving me the chance each day, Tuesday through Friday, to be live and to call in like this and to talk on so many different things with such a variety with my incredible colleagues, Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. Let's kind of take this last quarter of the hour and spend some time uplifting everybody for Friday. It's been a wonderful show, and I love having these fireside chats each Friday with you guys each day. It's been
a great
week. So, yeah, what we're going to do, we're going to come back. We're going to take a little bit of party time, club music, party time.
Yowza,
there you go. I haven't heard that in decades, Michael. But what we're going to do, that's okay.
Michael always takes us back.
He takes us way back. But what we're going to do on the other side of that, and we love it because we want to take that trip and journey. What we're going to do on the other side of the song, we're going to be back to kind of give you a recap of this week and what you can look forward to and some of the things we're working on for next week. Here's one of my favorite clubs. It's a group called First Choice. I think they were out of Philly. Stay with us.
That the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hair Radio. Thank you, Angela. Again, it's been an incredible Friday morning, and I just had so much fun with you guys. It has been. Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, Kerry Hines. I got to say, it's been an incredible week. It really has.
It has.
We've had some great guests. Did anybody have a great guest this week on that kind of has stayed with you, or anything you've heard on the Hair Radio Morning Show this week that kind of, you know, has really resonated? Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie?
Most definitely, Carrie. I actually have more than one. I thoroughly enjoyed our two trichologists that we had this week, Dr. James and Dr. Amerson. I learned so much from both of them. Yes.
Yes.
Proper ways to shampoo and condition, the importance of knowing the curl pattern, and, knowing that every style is not for everyone. Just because you see something and you like something doesn't mean, hey, you can do that style. It might not be healthy your hair. I just love
that. That's right. Yeah.
And then also,
me too.
Also, Dr. Courtney A. Hammond. Oh, just definitely just love that interview. Just learned so much. He had such a wide array of experiences, but it all, kind of came together. And now him being the fashion editor at Upscale Magazine, I'm just so looking forward to what he is going to bring to the magazine.
Absolutely, and I agree with you wholeheartedly on some of those wonderful updates for the week. And Michael Hopkins, what about you? Did you hear anything this week that perked up your ears?
Oh, you know what the number one thing that just I'm getting such an education from is Blue. I am getting I never knew all of these things about candles. You know, you look at a candle and you just think it's just a candle.
A candle.
But just listening to Blue is not just a candle. And the way she describes it, it is a work of art. It is just, she does it so beautifully till I get mesmerized sometimes before I come on the show.
Exactly.
And I'm listening to her, and I get so mesmerized. So she paints a picture. And I just love that with people when they paint a picture of something that I don't know any other way to say it, but it's just so beautiful the way she paints these pictures.
She does.
It makes me think.
And I don't know
if really
she's aware every day that she does it. And, the Hair Radio Morning Show, we come on, we're hard-hitting first thing in the morning with all kinds of hair, beauty talk, community talk, all of that. We have quite a few music songs and things, and so we're kind of all over the place to a big degree in a good way. So that midpoint allows us with our live chat and then Blue coming in, it allows us to kind of focus and center ourselves. And so by her sharing,
kind of takes you away a little bit.
Absolutely.
It most certainly does.
Yes, Michael Hopkins. It takes us away and allows us to think differently for a little bit.
Right.
And it's been wonderful. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
I can't say enough.
I seriously can smell the candles through my
through your microphone.
Exactly.
Right.
That she's describing them. Yes.
Exactly.
Okay, she's doing a great job.
Definitely
and
can.
So I'm just shouting everybody out. The whole thing of the Hair Radio. We really are doing some great things. We've got a lot on the way. We're, of course, thanking everybody at Upscale Magazine, Upscale Magazine Radio. We have a lot that we'll be working on this day. The next issue as well.
Great.
We say here's where at the end of the week, you guys know we're live Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, and Friday morning. Live meaning there's 5 and 6 on the board. Any other time, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we're not live. So you can catch a lot of our already aired episodes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, really. But particularly on these days where this is all that you're going to get. So you want to go to upscalemagazineradio.com. Upscalemagazineradio.com. You can listen to classic radio episodes and so much more. So, and special interviews and things like that. But
you're not going to necessarily hear it. It's on the live broadcast or during our time away. So check it out. I just want to say thank you. We'll be back on
Tuesday morning show. Money Book program called Veterans Radio Show. We'll be on at 8:30 Eastern. We've got some Nicole Ruby on with Girl Power segments and all kinds of things. We're supposed to get into a few of them today. We will be getting into them next week. So I'm looking
most
at
definitely.
A couple of we've got a lot of things that we're so happy to have you guys be part of. And I just want to say thank you again to everybody who helped to make this possible. We're thanking all of our amazing sponsors, from Rugged Evolution and Roots Rock Salon to everybody. We're bringing back some of the old sponsors that you know. We remember that holidays are right around the corner, so please start your gift buying today. Go to our stores. We have stores. We have places where you can buy our products. Pick up gifts that you're not going to be able to find anywhere. You can do that even at charity.com, charity.com. Go to that website. It's got gift certificates there that you can buy for others to give away, and folks can buy things with us using those gift certificates. So please, I think it'll be something that you're going to learn. So again, charity.com, and plus our samples and conditioners and samples and all that. That's all my teachers and muscles.
Michael Hopkins.
From the Vet Talk Radio Show, thank you. I look forward to Tuesday morning. Nicole Marie, who helped us today to hold us out right here on the broadcast. Thank you so much. So thank you, guys. And I think that's it. We'll go ahead and get the outro. Anything you guys want to say? Nicole Marie, anything you want to add in? Michael Hopkins, before we say sign on. And get our
go ahead, Michael.
Oh, I was just gonna say my famous tagline. It's all about the vets.
All right. And Nicole Marie.
You always say, make today a great day, Carrie. Whatever it is that you're doing, don't stop. Whatever your dream is, whatever you want to push forward and make happen, make it happen. Don't let anybody stop you. Make it happen.
Here we go, folks. Here's our outro.
Well, it's that time to bring